bug could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
Hello, hello.
Off air, you were just saying that you've been to the movies this week.
I went to the real movies. Cinema. It was a media screening, so it was a little bit wanky wank. But not quite at that full blown paparazzi red carpet photo wall stage yet.
Okay.
Unless I'm just not being invited, which is.
It wouldn't
50-50.
If you're listening,
it would not be comfortable going to the cinema wearing a suit. Certainly wouldn't.
Yeah, I think in those cases the alcohol helps the comfort levels a little bit. A couple of glasses of champagne and your suit creases kind of just fade away.
You just get to your aisle and take your jacket off and just drop it. You put your arm out and just drop it and walk in. I've done it before.
Oof. I went to the event cinemas that opened just before COVID. The new one in Newmarket where the 277 site used to be.
Seen it.
Hmm.
It's great.
Did you go to one of the weird boutique cinemas?
It seemed small. I watched a re-release? What the hell is it when you do a screening of a movie that's already out?
Yeah, you could go second run, or you could go circuit. You could go anyway.
Fight Club catalog.
Fight Club
redo.
Second run, I reckon is the way to go there. Oh, there's a little effect like there.
That? Yeah, welcome, welcome.
We could have timed our banter a bit better. Just.
I'll look at the groove.
Cling it off. The cinema that I went to was library themed, which meant that the walls had fake books on them, and then some shelves with real books on them at the top.
Rich mahogany seat.
And a very, very nice seat, actually. Very nice seats. More than two people before I went in told me that it was going to smell like leather and books, and I'm not sure if they've got a spray to do that, or if they just tell you that, so you're thinking of it when you go in. I thought I smelled that a little bit, but it might have just been, you know, suggestibility.
Leather and books.
But I can highly recommend the chairs. The chairs were individual recliners.
Good sitting, by the way.
And
it's one of my favourite activities. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it's great. It's underrated, even on this stall.
Did you get it some sort of hot food or something?
No, eating as well, John. I like.
Didn't go down that road, but
to say something about that.
But I reckon check it out. Have a look on their website. These cinemas, I think they're billed as being grammable cinemas, which makes me feel revolting on the inside.
Did you go right up the top? It's like being in a whole other place, man.
Oh, of the complex. Yes.
It's like it's almost like an open zoo.
Tip for anyone who's going down there, just go right to the very top of the car park.
Fuck yeah.
And then you walk out into the little dining lane, get yourself a ramen.
Also,
go to the movies.
Get the app and you park for free at sometimes as well.
Oh, that's actually another good point. Yes, the app gives you the first couple of hours for free.
Mm. And overnight,
at the cinemas, remember, it's really easy to get sucked in. Because if you're going to see a film, especially the one I'm about to talk about, with the longest running time, and you add some trailers and some ads, then you find those 2 hours get blown out, and you don't want to pay for any parking.
It's all good after six. Right? I read the instructions pretty heavily.
And if you're going during the day or like weekend styles, by signing in at event, you can get a 4-hour window. So that's enough time to piss about as much as you need.
Obviously, you don't need to drive a car at all as well.
Well, that's also equally true.
Massive option.
Scooter.
So the film that I want to talk about today is the Pete Davidson comedy drama starring vehicle The King of Staten Island. It's directed by Judd Apatow. And yes, it's another Judd Apatow movie about a man sort of stuck in a rut who is just unhealthily boy childish and smokes too much weed. Mm. But this one's different because it's got Pete Davidson in it. And he's a guy who you might know from Saturday Night Live. You might know him more from being Ariana Grande's ex-boyfriend. You might have seen him in the tabloids or in the tabloid news. He's got a lot of tattoos, very tall.
It's a coming of age that takes a long time for him to come of age.
It does.
I'll say that much.
And
I think the standout performance is Old Mate the Fireman.
Old Mate the Fireman.
Yeah.
Bill Burr is the fireman.
Bill Burr kicks ass in this movie, man. He's so good.
This is a film that's completely elevated by its performances. It was the reason I was keen to see it was I saw someone on Twitter describe it as, well, say about it, now Pete Davidson makes sense.
Okay.
And as he was a bit of a cipher to me, I didn't really get the dude. But after this film, it made a lot more sense to me. It's semi-autobiographical. I think he's really kind of riffing on a lot of his own life experiences, especially...
He's from Staten Island.
Yeah, growing up without a dad. Obviously, he does have a lot of tattoos. That would have been really annoying if they had to draw, like, 50 tattoos on him every couple of days to keep the continuity.
Alternatively, take them off. It's annoying.
Just paint them over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Annoying.
A lot of foundation.
Does that happen a lot in movies? Must do, eh?
But yeah, or is it CGI? I think probably a lot of... It's probably a bit of both now,
yeah,
I reckon.
Right.
You can... But yes, there'll be a little bit of... Pity the person who sits there frame by frame,
right,
doing a little scrub out, little pixel scrub out. This film, it's all right. Like, I think the worst things about it are just the Judd Apatow familiarity. It's too long.
It's
quite hokey.
It takes ages to get his shit together, and it's like the charm wears off after a while. It's definitely a good watch.
That's out.
Well, it's like we're convincing John. I feel like I look at John, like he's just like discerningly going, okay, you kind of lost me there, but all right.
This is out tomorrow, and look, this is, as you can hear from both of us, it's not the hardest of recommendations. But there's enough interesting in it. Interesting in it to check it out. And I think if you're curious about the Pete Davidson phenomenon, then this is a good way to do it. Yeah.
Oh, man, don't I look like an asshole? I went to the dress-up screening at my house.
Just threw your jacket over there. Yeah. Something I might be tempted to watch on a Sunday afternoon if I've got nothing else to do.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did, man.
I would expect that, you know, as a release during COVID, it'll probably find its way to digital pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Also out tomorrow, which I haven't seen, which is remiss of me, is Armando Iannucci, the creator of The Thick of It and Veep. He has brought to the screen Charles Dickens' David Copperfield, kind of like as a sort of, you kind of think that might be a bit of a heavy thing, but he's kind of pulled out the comedy in it. Stars Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire. It's got a great supporting cast, Tilda Swinton, Peter Capaldi, Hugh Laurie and that. So that's well worth checking out. But one to definitely put on your radar, it's not out just yet, this is coming to Neon next week, is a series called Gangs of London. Mm-hmm. This has been brought to telly by Gareth Evans, who's the director of The Raid, The Raid 2, and Apostle. He's basically almost single-handedly reinvented the action genre in the last decade, with those just booty
guns.
Movies. Guns, punches, kicks, blades, all sorts of implements of death. This show, set in London, as you can guess from the title, is a 9-part series that just follows the kind of fragile truce between different gangs just collapsing. It's kind of got your like standard sort of, you know, mafia-esque power struggle thing going on, but then every episode will have a couple of very, very good fights, really well choreographed.
What era, sorry?
Present day.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a Peaky Blinders type thing.
Right.
It's like it's a present day. So they've got.
Is that any good, by the way, Peaky Blinders?
It never quite grabbed me, but it has its ardent fans.
Yeah, well, it's Tom Hardy, eh? He's pretty solid, man.
What are some of the highlight weapons from episode one? Well, there's some guns, of course. There's a fight in a pub, so there's an ashtray that's utilized quite well.
That's big.
And then also a dart. Becomes a
that I cannot get behind.
I would have accepted
a bowling ball.
I'm not suggesting like a dart used once, but a dart used a number of times in a fight.
Sounds like a tattoo session.
Bring it right back to Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Gangs of London, if you've got Neon, you should watch the first episode, which is I believe it's the 20th, which is next week. Everyone's trying to work out days. It's pretty hard.
I'm realizing now that I operate outside the system, so I'm not too fussed, but I do appreciate that it is a business. And
it's available on Neon.
There we go. Oh, look, we've just pulled it all together.
We better go.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.